This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you in another majlis, another dars, another lesson from amongst the lessons of the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever seeks a path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their path to paradise easy for them. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Our Nabi, our Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَتُنَا عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim, walhamdulillah. And thus, brothers and sisters, we spend this time understanding, learning, studying the Arabic language, the language of the Noble Quran, the language of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language that Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Hassan, and the rest of them had spoken, the language that our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and the other ummahat al-mu'mineen, the other mothers of the believers had spoken, walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. We've now concluded lessons 1 to 5, walhamdulillah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will now be moving on to lesson number 6, inshaAllah. But before that, brothers and sisters, what have we learned so far, subhanAllah? We've studied, for example, hadha. What does hadha mean? Hadha means this, mashaAllah. Hadha means this, for something masculine. هذا محمد. هذا كتاب. This is Muhammad. This is a book. We also learned that the Arabic language, when it comes to sentences, you have two types of sentences. Nominal sentences which begin with nouns, objects, items, and verbal sentences which begin with verbs. Walhamdulillah. We said, for example, حامد ذهب إلى المسجد. حامد went to the masjid. This is a nominal sentence. We began with حامد, a name, a person. Whereas if we said ذهب حامد إلى المسجد, that's a verbal sentence. Went حامد to the masjid, mashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, we had also learned the alif of questioning. أَهَذَا كِتَابٌ. Is this a book? We learned ma hadha, what is this? In lesson number 2, we were introduced to dhalika. Dhalika means that. Dhalika Muhammadun, that is Muhammad. Dhalika kitabun, that is a book, mashaAllah. Lesson number 3, we learned the difference between ma'rifa and nakira. Nakira, for example, kitabun, a book. Qalamun, a pen, any pen out there. But if we say al-qalamu, it means the pen. Al-kitabu, the book. It's now been defined. It's a specific book, mashaAllah. We were also introduced to the moon letters and the sun letters, 14 each of them, walhamdulillah. Then, brothers and sisters, in lesson number 4, we were introduced to huruful jar. Fi, min, ala, ila, etc. That the noun that comes after them will take a kasra. Example, Muhammadun fil masjidi. Muhammad is in the masjid. Al masjidi. Why does it have a kasra? Because before it was a harf of jar, the fi. Walhamdulillah. We also, for example, went through Fatimatu fil matbakhi. Fatima is in the kitchen. Fil matbakhi. Matbakhi. Why with the kasra? Because of the fi before it. Walhamdulillah. And then, brothers and sisters, lesson number 5, we were introduced to mudaf and mudafun ilay. This relationship that is formed between two nouns. The relationship of possession. Kitabun. And then we make it Muhammad's book. Kitabu Muhammadin, Kitabu Muhammadin, Kitabullahi, the book of Allah, Rasulullahi, the Rasul of Allah. In English, we have the apostrophe S, or we have the word of. Book of Muhammad or Muhammad's book. In Arabic, we bring the two nouns together and we form this mudaf, mudafun ilayh relationship. Walhamdulillah. We also said that technically now it's Muhammad's book. It has been defined. It's not any book out there. It's a specific book, Muhammad's book, mashallah. Then we will also introduce to Ya. Ya Yasiru, Ya Muhammadu, that the noun after it loses its tanween and it only has, for example, one dhamma. Why? Because now when I scream for a Muhammad, it's not any Muhammad in the world I'm screaming for, it's the guy, specific Muhammad. It's not any Yasir that I'm screaming for, but rather it's a specific Yasir. So no longer is it just Yasirun, but now it is Ya Yasiru. Excellent. And then we also were introduced to the word Tahta. Tahta means under. And the word which comes after it will be Mudafun Ilay, will have a Kasra, MashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will now be moving on to lesson number 6. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all the understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease in this matter. And no matter what, brothers and sisters, even if, for example, you do not become the great scholar of the Arabic language, at least you've learned something little by little, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, today a little bit, tomorrow a little bit, and then you will get a lot, insha'Allah. الدرس السادس, lesson number 6. هذه. So in this lesson, we are introduced to هذه. Lesson number 1 was هذا. هذا means this. Now in lesson number 6, we are introduced to هذه, which also means this, but when we're talking about something feminine. So for example, هذه فاطمة. هذا محمد. And هذه فاطمة. هذا كتاب. And هذه سيارة. This is a car. هذه حقيبة. This is a bag. For anything which is feminine, then we use هذه, which means this. Let's see. هذا ابن حامد. Remember, هذا ابن حامد. We want to join it. And so that Hamzatul Wasl, we will not pronounce. هذا ابن حامد. This is the son of Hamid. وهذه بنت ياسر. وهذه بنت ياسر. And this is the daughter of Yasir. This is the son of Hamid. And this is the daughter of Yasir. Excellent. ابن حامد جالس. The son of Hamid is seated. ابن حامد مضاف مضاف إليه. ابن حامد. ابن حامد جالس. The son of Hamid is seated. وبنت ياسر مضاف مضاف إليه. وبنت ياسر. وبنت ياسر. And the daughter of Yasir, Waqifatun, is standing. See, Waqifatun, feminine. Why? Because we are talking about the daughter of Yasir. One more time. Ibn Hamidin Jalisun, son of Hamid is seated. Wabintu Yasirin, and the daughter of Yasir, Waqifatun, is standing. Man hadihi, who is this? هذه أخت المهندس. هذه أخت المهندس. This is the sister of the engineer. This is the engineer's sister. This is the engineer's sister. هذه أخت المهندس. هذه أخت المهندس. This is the engineer's sister. أهي أيضا مهندسة. Ahia, the alif of questioning. Ahia is she. Ahia is she. Aydan. Aydan means also. Is she also? Ahia aydan muhandisatun. Is she also an engineer? Is she also an engineer? Muhandisun, engineer, masculine. Muhandisatun, engineer, feminine. لا هي طبيبة. لا هي طبيبة. La, no. Hiya tabibatun, she is a doctor. She is a female doctor. Hiya tabibatun. Hiya tabibatun. So, take note, brothers and sisters. We said hadihi means it. Hadihi means this. Hadihi means this. And here means she. Or it, as we will learn soon, inshallah. So, hadihi means this. And here means she. And it can also mean it for something feminine. Sayaratu man hadihi. Sayaratu man hadihi. Whose car is this? Sayaratu man hadihi. Whose car is this? Hadihi sayaratu al-mudiri. This is the principal's car. Hadihi sayaratu al-mudiri. Hadihi sayaratu al-mudiri. This is the principal's car. One more time. Sayaratu man hadihi. Mudaf mudafun ilay. Sayaratu man. Sayaratu man hadihi. Whose car is this? هذه سيارة المدير. This is the principal's car. سيارة المدير مضاف إليه. هذه سيارة المدير. And then after that, ما هذه ما هذه جيد. ما هذه ما معنى ما هذه. What is this? ما هذه means. ما هذه means. What is this? ما هذه what is this هذه مكواتن هذه مكواتن this is an iron ما هذه what is this this is an iron لمن هذه ما شاء الله the lamb of possession لمن هذه to who belongs this whose is this لمن هذه to who belongs this هذه لخالد هذه لخالد This belongs to Khalid. Khalid is the owner of this. هذه لخالد هذه لخالد هذه لخالد To who belongs this? This belongs to Khalid. What are we talking about? We're talking about the mikwatun. Mikwatun is the iron. And so that's why we say liman hadihi, to who belongs this, who owns this, to who does this belong? Hadihi li Khalidin, it belongs to Khalid. What's the it? It is the iron that we're talking about. Adarrajatu Anasin hadihi, adarrajatu Anasin hadihi. Is this the bicycle of Anas? Is this Anas's bicycle? Darraja is bicycle. أدراجة أنس هذه Is this Anas's bicycle? لا هذه دراجة عمار لا هذه دراجة عمار No, this is the bicycle of Ammar. This is Ammar's bicycle. لا هذه دراجة عمار لا هذه دراجة عمار No, this is Ammar's bicycle. هذه جديدة. This is new. هذه جديدة. This is new. ودراجة أنس قديمة. مضاف مضاف إليه. ودراجة أنس. And the bicycle of Anas. And Anas's bicycle قديمة is old. جديدة new. قديمة old. If we are describing talking about something feminine. So we say قديمةٌ old and جديدةٌ new. If it was something masculine, we would just say جديدٌ and قديمٌ. ما شاء الله. هذه ساعة علي. هذه ساعة علي. This is Ali's watch. هي جميلة جدا. It is very beautiful. هي جميلة جدا. هي جميلة جدا. She is very beautiful. No, here it means it is very beautiful because we're talking about an item. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. This is a spoon and this is a pot. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. This is a spoon and this is a pot. الملعقة, الملعقة, the spoon. الملعقة في القدر. الملعقة في القدر. The spoon is in the pot. Take note the word ملعقة. ملعقة, its roots علق يعلق. علق means to like, you know, attach something or to link up with something or to latch on to something or to suspend something, right? For example, علاقة. علاقة is a relationship. علاقة is a relationship. Also the hadith about those seven individuals, the seven classes of people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ, that this person whose heart is attached, it is مُعَلَّق to the masjid, it is attached to the masjid. هَذِهِ بَقَرَةُ الْفَلَّاحِ. هَذِهِ بَقَرَةُ الْفَلَّاحِ. This is the cow of the farmer. Fallah is farmer. So this is the farmer's cow. This is the farmer's cow. Take note, it's fallah, not falah. Falah means success, and fallah means farmer. Difference between both of them. Fallah means success, and fallah means farmer. هَذَا فَمٌ وَهَذَا أَنْفٌ. هَذَا أَنْفٌ, this is a nose. وَهَذَا فَمٌ. هَذَا أَنْفٌ وَهَذَا فَمٌ. A rule, every body part that you have only one of is regarded as masculine. So هَذَا فَمٌ and هَذَا أَنْفٌ. هَذَا أَنْفٌ وَهَذَا فَمٌ. Any body part that you have one of is regarded as masculine. هذه أذن وهذه عين. هذه أذن وهذه عين. These are ears and these are eyes. So you have how many of them? You have two of them. Even if you're pointing to one of them, you will regard it as feminine. You're pointing to your one ear and your one eye. هذه أذن, this is an ear. وهذه عين, and this is an eye. Technically, you will use هذه. Why? Every body part that you have two of, then it's regarded as feminine. Every body part you have one of is regarded as masculine. Every body part you have two of is regarded as feminine. So, for example, your eyes, you have two. So you will say هذه عين. You have two legs, هذه رجل. You have one hand, هذه. You have two hands, you say هذه يد. هذه يد. Example. وهذه يد وهذه رجل. وهذه يد وهذه رجل. And this is a hand and this is a leg. Every body part that you have two of is regarded as feminine. Every body part you have one of is regarded as masculine. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. One more time, we are studying lesson number 6 from the Medina Arabic syllabus, book 1, mashallah. And lesson number 6, we are introduced to هذه, which means this. One more time. هذا ابن حامد, this is the son of حامد. وهذه بنت ياسر, and this is the daughter of ياسر. ابن حامد جالس, حامد's son is seated. وبنت ياسر واقفة, and ياسر's daughter is standing. من هذه, who is this? هذه أخت المهندس, this is the engineer's sister. أهي أيضا مهندسة, is she also an engineer? لا هي طبيبة, no she's a female doctor. سيارة من هذه, whose car is this? هذه سيارة المدير, this is the principal's car. ما هذه, هذه مكواة, what is this? This is an iron. لمن هذه, هذه لخالد, to who does it belong? It belongs to خالد. Take note of the lam before the name خالد, this indicates possession. هذه لخالد. أدراجة أنس هذه is this Anas's bicycle. لا هذه دراجة عمار. No, this is Ammar's bicycle. هي هذه جديدة. This is new. ودراجة أنس قديمة. And Anas's bicycle is old. هذه ساعة علي. This is Ali's watch. هي جميلة جدا. هي جميلة جدا. It is very beautiful. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. This is a spoon and this is a pot. الملعقة في القدر. The spoon is in the pot. هذه بقرة الفلاح. This is the farmer's cow. هذا أنف وهذا فم. This is a nose and this is a mouth. هذه أذن وهذه عين. This is an ear and this is an eye. وهذه يد وهذه رجل. And this is a hand and this is a leg. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. So we've gone through the passage two times. والحمد لله. Let us بإذن الله تعالى take a few of the exercises. So exercise number one, تمارين plural exercises. Exercise number one of lesson number six, اقرأ واكتب. اقرأ means, Jibreel said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اقرأ. What does اقرأ mean? Read. واكتب and write. Read and write. هذا مسجد وهذه مدرسة. ما شاء الله, excellent sentence. هذا مسجد, masculine. هذا مسجد. وهذه مدرسة. And this is a school. This is a masjid and this is a school. Masjid, masculine. مدرسة, feminine. So for one we use هذا and one we use هذه. Number two, من هذه? Who is this? هذه أخت عباس. This is Abbas's sister. هذه أخت عباس. مضاف إلي. أخت عباس. هذه أخت عباس. Number three. هذا ديك. This is a rooster. ديك is a rooster. هذا ديك. وهذه دجاجة. And this is a chicken. هذا ديك وهذه دجاجة. This is a rooster and this is a chicken. هذا ابن المدير. هذا ابن المدير. This is the son of the principal. وهذه بنت المدرس. وهذه بنت المدرس. And this is the teacher's daughter. For one we say هذا, for the other we say هذه. Why? Because هذا masculine and هذه feminine. Number five, هذه أم ياسر. This is the mother of ياسر. أم ياسر مضاف إلي. Number six, أين قدر اللحم. أين قدر اللحم. أين قدر اللحم. Where's the pot of meat? Where's the pot of meat? هي في الثلاجة. Here means she, or here it means it. Here it means it. It is in the ثلاجة. ثلاجة is a fridge. ثلج is like your snow. And جيد, ثلج is your snow. And so هي في الثلاجة. It is in the fridge, the place which keeps things cold. هي في الثلاجة. It is in the fridge. And the last one there, هذا باب وهذه نافذة. هذا باب وهذه نافذة. هذا باب وهذه نافذة. This is a door and this is a window. نافذة is a window. باب, door, masculine. And نافذة, feminine. It's a window rather. Babun is door and nafidatun is a window. Walhamdulillah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we now move on to tamreen number two, exercise number two of lesson number six. They give us these pictures and they put up on the top there, is it ma hadha or is it ma hadhihi? Ma hadha means what is this, ma hadhihi means what is this for something feminine. So you need to ascertain whether that which is shown in the picture is masculine or feminine to know what type of question you will be asking. Whether you will be asking what is this masculine or what is this feminine. So the first one, qalamun, masculine or feminine, mudhakkar or mu'annath. Mudhakkar means masculine, mu'annath means feminine. So qalamun is mudhakkar. So for qalamun we would say ma hadha, ma hadha, hadha qalamun, hadha qalamun, this is a pen. Next one, mil'aqatun. Mil'aqatun is, it's got a ta, mil'aqatun is feminine. So we would say ma hadihi, ma hadihi, hadihi, hadihi mil'aqatun, hadihi mil'aqatun, this is a spoon. Number three, ما هذا هذا كتاب. Simple one. ما هذا هذا كتاب. The next one is a قميص, shirt. ما هذا هذا قميص. ما هذا masculine. هذا قميص. The next one, بيت. بيت is simple. It's masculine. ما هذا, what is this? هذا بيت. This is a house. The next one, watch. What do we say for watch in Arabic? Sa'atun. Sa'atun. And sa'atun is? Sa'atun is feminine. So we would say, ma hadhihi, hadhihi sa'atun. Hadhihi sa'atun. How would we say, this is my watch? We add a ya to the end of sa'atun. So, hadhihi, this is sa'ati. This is my watch. Just like how ummun, mother, ummi, my mother. The next one, car. So that is sayaratun. Sayaratun. Is it ma hadha or ma hadhihi? Ma hadhihi. Sayaratun is feminine. Ma hadhihi. Hadhihi sayaratun. The next one, door. Ma hadha. Hadha babun. Ma hadha. Hadha babun. The next one, the nose. Hada, hada anfun, hada anfun. And the next one, the hand, hadihi yadun. Because we have two hands, and so it'll be feminine. Hadihi yadun, hadihi yadun, hadihi yadun. As for bicycle, what do we say for bicycle? Darajatun, and so that is feminine. So, ma hadihi, hadihi darrajatun. What is this? This is a bicycle. Ma hadihi, hadihi darrajatun. Then you got 2 feet. So, if we're just pointing to the one, we would say, ma hadihi, hadihi rijlun. What is this? This is a foot. Ma hadihi, hadihi rijlun. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi rijlun. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi rijlun. Jamil. The next one, the guy's mouth. Ma hadha, hadha famun. Ma hadha, hadha famun. Ma hadha, hadha famun. What is this? This is a mouth. The next one, the pot. Pot is feminine. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi qidrun. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi qidrun. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi qidrun. Jayid. Although technically qidrun does not have a ta at the end, but qidrun is feminine. The next one, mikwatun. Iron. So, ma hadhihi, hadhihi mikwatun. Ma hadhihi, hadhihi mikwatun. Below that, kursiyun is masculine. Ma hadha, hadha kursiyun. Ma hadha, hadha kursiyun. Below that, ma hadha, hadha najmun. Ma hadha, hadha najmun. Ma hadha, هَذَا نَجْمٌ. What is this? This is a star. Next to that, مَا هَذَا هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ. مَا هَذَا هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ. مَا هَذَا هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ. And above that, we got a key. What do we say for key in Arabic? Is it masculine or feminine? مَا هَذَا هَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ. جَمِيل. هَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Many of you, alhamdulillah, getting the hang of the vocab, mashaAllah. مَا هَذَا هَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ. مَا هَذَا هَذَا مِفْتَاحٌ. What is this? This is a key. And the last one there, مَا هَذِهِ. What is this? This is a fridge. هذه ثلاجة. هذه ثلاجة. This is a fridge. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Brothers and sisters, learning a language is not necessarily an easy matter. Also, it's not super difficult. Learning a language does require from the student a lot of practice. A lot of practice and تركيز, paying proper attention. And so, brothers and sisters, do not allow for this time to just go like that. Make the best of it, بإذن الله تعالى. Exercise number 3, اقرأ المثال وكوّن جملاً على غراره. That was this, read the examples and make sentences on the dotted. Make sentences like given in the example. Make sentences like given in the example. محمد طالب. محمد طالب. Muhammad is a student. آمنة طالبة. آمنة طالبة. آمنة طالبة. Muhammad is a male student. طالب. And then آمنة is a female student. So we say طالبة. What's the difference? We brought a ta at the end of the word. والحمد لله. So that's what they want you to do, brothers and sisters. حامد طبيب. حامد طبيب. Hamid is a doctor. حامد طبيب. Hamid is a doctor. So فاطمة, will she be a طبيب or are we going to say طبيبة? Yes, طبيبة. آمنة طبيبة. آمنة طبيبة. Number 3. هو مسلم. هو مسلم. He is a Muslim. Then here what? Here Muslimun? No, here Muslimatun. Here Muslimatun. Here Muslimatun. She is a female Muslim. Number 4. Al-Babu Mughlaqun. Al-Babu, the door. Remember, Babun means a door. Whereas Al-Babu means the door. Al-Babu Mughlaqun. The door is closed. The door is locked. An-nafidhatu, the window. Feminine. The window. Will it be مغلقٌ or will it be مغلقاتٌ? مغلقاتٌ. Yes. An-nafidhatu مغلقاتٌ. An-nafidhatu مغلقاتٌ. ممتاز. Number 5. Al-mindilu wasikhun. المنديل وسخ. The handkerchief is dirty. المنديل وسخ. The handkerchief is dirty. اليد. اليد وسخة. Why وسخة? Because يد is feminine. اليد وسخة. Again, المنديل وسخ. منديل is masculine, and so وسخ will also be masculine, but Al-yadu, the hand, is technically feminine because we have two hands. And so, everyone will be regarded as feminine. Al-yadu wasikhatun. The hand, describe the hand. The hand is dirty, wasikhatun. Because the description must follow the gender of what it is describing. Number 6. Ash-shayu harun. The tea is hot. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. حارة. القهوة حارة. The coffee is hot. المسجد بعيد. The masjid is far. المدرسة بعيدة. المسجد بعيد المدرسة بعيدة المسجد بعيد المدرسة بعيدة The masjid is far, the madrasa or school is far, but ba'idatun, feminine. At-talibu maridun, number 8. At-talibu maridun, the student is sick. At-talibatu maridatun. At-talibatu maridatun. The female student is sick. At-talibatu, the female student, what is she? Maridatun. Maridatun, sick. الحصان سريع The horse is fast الحصان سريع The horse is fast السيارة The car Feminine سريعة السيارة سريعة So there's a horse and there's a car having a race And so we say الحصان سريع The horse is fast And then السيارة سريعة The car is fast right? السيارة سريعة القمر جميل The moon is beautiful الشمس جميلة الشمس جميلة The moon is the moon is beautiful القمر جميل القمر جميل The moon is beautiful And ashamsu, the sun is beautiful, jamilatun, because sun is feminine and moon is masculine. And the last one there, al-abu jalisun, the father is seated. Al-abu jalisun, the father is seated. Al-ummu jalisatun, al-ummu jalisatun, al-ummu jalisatun. الأب جالس and الأم جالسة والحمد لله And with that, brothers and sisters, we've covered exercises number 1, 2, and 3 of lesson number 6, walhamdulillah. We have exercise number 4 and 5 to go, inshallah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will try to complete this lesson in this majlis. Number 4, صحح الجمل الآتية. Correct the following sentences. حقيبة من هذا wrong حقيبة من هذا what's wrong there حقيبة is feminine so it's supposed to be حقيبة من هذه حقيبة من هذه حقيبة من هذه number 2 الغرفة مفتوح the room is open wrong الغرفة مفتوح أو مفتوحة مفتوحة feminine الغرفة مفتوحة الغرفة مفتوحة هذا سيارة الطبيب هذا سيارة الطبيب no هذه سيارة الطبيب هذه سيارة الطبيب it's not هذا سيارة الطبيب but هذه سيارة الطبيب number 4 هذه مفتاح السيارة هذه مفتاح السيارة مفتاح It is masculine So it's هذا مفتاح السيارة هذا مفتاح السيارة This is the key of the car هذا مفتاح السيارة هذا مفتاح السيارة Right? It's هذا why? Because this is the key of the car Car might be feminine. We're not talking about car. We're talking about the key. This is the key of the car. Number 5. أين السيارة? Where's the car? هو في الشارع. Is that correct? No, wrong. Car is feminine. So it would be هي في الشارع. هي في الشارع. أين السيارة? هي في الشارع. أين السيارة؟ هي في الشارع. Where is the car? It is in the street. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله والحمد لله. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Exercise number 5. The last one. اقرأ واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات. هذا لمحمد. This is to do with the lam of possession. هذا لمحمد. This belongs to Muhammad. وذلك لحامد and that belongs to حامد وذلك لحامد and that to حامد Number two, liman hadihi, to who belongs this? Whose is this? Liman hadihi, to whom belongs this? Hadihi li yasirin. This belongs to Yasir. The lam of possession, li yasirin, belongs to Yasir. How we say, alhamdulillahi, belongs to Allah. All praises deserving belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number three. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi. All hamd, all praise, lillah, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillahi al-mashriqu wal-maghribu. Lillahi belongs to Allah. Allah owns lillahi al-mashriqu, the east, wal-maghribu, and the west. Belongs to Allah, the east and the west. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, new words. Al-mikwatu, what's a mikwah? It's an ayin. Al-mikwatu, the ayin. Al-baqaratu, the cow. Surah al-baqara, the cow. Al-udhunu, the ear. The adhan, the muadhin is giving the adhan. Al-udhunu, you hear the adhan with your ear. Al-ummu, the mother. Al-nafidhatu, the window. Al-darrajatu, the bicycle. Al-fallahu, the farmer. Al-thallajatu, the fridge. Jiddan means very. Barid, jiddan, it's very cold. Al-mil'aqatu, the spoon. Al-anfu, the nose. Al-rijlu, the foot. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. Al-qidru means pot. Al-qidru means the pot. The pot, it's feminine. Al-famu, the mouth, masculine. Ash-shayu, the tea, masculine. Sari'un, sari'un means fast. You find that during Hajj or Umrah, you find some people saying, Ya Hajj, sur'a, 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 quickly, quickly, sur'a, sur'a, quickly. Jameel, ya Mashaykh. And so in this lesson, brothers and sisters, we've learned hadihi, which means this. We've learned that hiya can mean she, and it can also mean it for something feminine. We learned the lam of possession, alhamdulillahi. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, that's where we will stop the Arabic bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And one maxim, one Quranic maxim, inshaAllah. The last maxim we had taken was maxim number seven. Ma ala al-muhsinina min sabil. We now move on to maxim number eight, inshaAllah. Wa la taziru وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Subhanallah. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. This verse, or this portion from the verse, so important, mentioned in the Noble Quran 5 times, subhanallah, 5 times in the Noble Quran. In Surah Al-An'am 164, Surah Isra verse 15, Surah Fatir verse 18, Surah Zumar verse number 7, Surah An-Najm verse number 38. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no individual, no person, no soul will carry the burden of another. Nobody will carry the burden of the other. Somebody else committed a sin, I cannot be blamed for that matter. Allah mentions this how many times in the Noble Quran? 5 times in the Noble Quran, subhanallah. We find that, subhanallah, in the Noble Quran, in the surah of Yusuf alayhi salam, we know that when that cup was put into the belongings of the brothers, and then it was found. So many of the brothers, they said, no, you know, this is our brother, we cannot leave him. Take another in his place. Take another in his place. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam, how he responds. Ma'adallah. مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. Then how can we ever take somebody else, arrest somebody else, and not arrest the perpetrator? How can we take a substitute? And if we do so, we will be from the oppressors. That I cannot punish another person for the crime of another. Allah musta'an. Whereas look at Fir'aun, you know, when he was told that there will be somebody from the Banu Israel who eventually will put an end to your dominion, what did he order? Ordered all of the male kids of the Banu Israel to be killed in infancy. Allah musta'an. One will put an end to him, and he orders that all of them must be killed. Look at how the Nabi dealt with matters, and look at how the Pharaoh dealt with matters. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, wa la taziru waziratu wizra ukhra. That maybe, for example, this couple, they had a kid out of wedlock. There's no blame upon the child. Yes, the child's born out of wedlock. The father and the mother had fallen into zina. Allahu musta'an. But nonetheless, there's no sin upon the child. We do not believe in any sort of original sin. Everyone is born free of any sin. Walhamdulillah. And sometimes, you know, maybe the father, for example, he comes home, he's in a bit of a mood, there's something that happened at work, or whatever it might be. And because of that, he's rather coarse to the kids. You know, he's moody with the kids. They didn't do anything to him. You know, subhanAllah, somebody at work, you know, you had some issue at work, you had an argument at work. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Why is it when the kid comes to you, then you know, you push him away and you shout him and you scold him. He didn't do anything. How can you blame another for the crimes of another? Nobody will carry the burden of the next person. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to implement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ilm which is beneficial. May Allah grant us ilm and the tawfiq to make amal. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.